Mark, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. I hope you are, too.
Oh, couldn't be better. That's a slight exaggeration, but no, it's a good day. Good morning. All right. Well, thanks for joining us and taking some time to talk to us. So I'm just going to jump right in. What lessons can be learned from previous disasters that will help us prepare for the next big storm?
Well, what we've found is people get into problems when, one, they're not prepared or they're trying to get things done at the last minute. So you want to avoid that at all costs, and we can talk about specific steps that you can take well in advance of the next storm. Number two, you need reliable information. So you want to make sure that your source for weather information is coming from the National Weather Service or local media. And when the big storm's coming, you want to check that a little more frequently than you would on a normal Monday morning. So stay on top of the storm. Understand that these winter storms are complex and the forecasts change. And as a result, those reliable sources will keep you informed so you won't be caught off guard.
And I want to get into some of those specific steps like you just mentioned. But first, just tell us in detail, what are some of the dangers homeowners face in a winter weather emergency?
Well, that's a great question. So I've been working for several years now as a consultant for Generac Power Systems, and we've been analyzing winter weather. And the one thing we want to make sure that happens with your home is that it stays safe and warm, it's comfortable, it's your sanctuary, as we all like to think of our homes. So one of the things that you can do as far as making sure that you stay that way during these storms is, one, make sure you have enough insulation in your house that it can stay warm if your power goes out. Number two, check for drafts. If you're finding them around windows and doors, you might want to check the weather stripping on those and replace them if they need it. If you use your fireplace, when was the last time the chimney was inspected? You want to make sure it's safe to use. And if you're also using it, you also want to make sure that you have carbon monoxide detectors in your house that are reliable and have had the batteries changed within the last 6 months. Those are some basic steps as far as keeping your house safe and warm. You can do that any time of the year. But we also recommend that you have a winter storm kit ready to go, too. And that includes 2 to 3 days worth of food and water for your family members, flashlights, extra batteries, blankets, a first aid kit, battery powder, radio, again, just in case the power goes out. And with the food, you want to try to make as much of that non-perishable as possible, and a can opener is a very useful tool, just in case.
All right, tell us from your own perspective. You check the weather. You see the forecast calls for some dangerous conditions. What does Mark McGinnis say to himself as the expert, the subject matter expert? What's your first step you're taking?
Well, that's a great question. So first, you want to analyze that threat. Say it's like ice and or really heavy snow, which can happen in St. Louis. So you want to analyze that and say, wow, that's going to really restrict my mobility for maybe more than a day. So first and foremost, let's get all the cars gassed up. Get a little extra gas, too, because, hey, you know, I don't have a snowblower. My next-door neighbor does, and I'd like to borrow that and make sure we have enough gas for both of us. Have extra salt. Make sure your shovels are ready to go. You remember where you put them from the last time it snowed, because sometimes that's an issue as well. And then as far as your food, as I mentioned, you want to go out several days in advance. And if you buy non-perishable food, you could do this in August, and you're still going to be fine with a winter storm in February. So you want to avoid that last-minute rush where everybody's a little stressed out, trying to squeeze in too much in too little time. And as far as your home, again, make sure that you can keep it in your sanctuary. You want to stay nice, warm, and comfortable. And if you're worried about losing power and not having enough heat to keep your house warm, you know, you could always look into the issue of having a generator or portable generator for your house.
Now, you deal with homeowners a lot. Now, we know the holidays is a big time for traveling. Do you have any tips for people that are going to be on the road?
Yeah, first and foremost, you want to listen to the news. So if you know a storm's coming, listen to the alerts from your local emergency management as far as travel. If they're telling you not to travel because of a big storm, there's a reason why they're doing that. So, you know, just hold down, hold tight, wait until the weather clears. But really staying informed, having some flexibility with your schedule is really important, too. So, you know, don't be one of these people you're put into a situation where I've got to leave Friday evening, no ands, ifs, or buts. Understand that the weather is not convenient, and safety is not convenient either. So if you ignore it, you know, that's where you get into some problems. And so the best thing is have some flexibility as far as your travel plans.
Absolutely. And I know I grew up in the Midwest. We know the weather can be very unpredictable, and it's nothing you ever totally get used to. So it's great to be prepared. And we thank you for joining us today, Mark, and giving us some good information. If we want more information, tell us where to go.
Yeah, Seth. Excellent. You can go to Generac.com, and we've talked about a lot. So if you want some checklists to print off as far as winter weather safety, Generac.com has a ton of that that you can print off and kind of use as a reference. You can also look up at local dealers in your areas to find out if, you know, the generator is something that you want as far as your house. So they can come out and consult with you, come up with the best solution for your needs. Also, ready.gov is an excellent resource, again, for winter weather safety tips.
So we had ready.gov, and can you give us the name of that first website again?
Yes, it's generac.com.
Helping us prepare for the next big storm, it's Mark McGinnis. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Seth. Take care and stay warm.
You too. Thanks.